how tough, how difficult it is to forgive. How difficult it is to say those words, "I forgive you." And even more difficult is to act accordingly, to release debts, to let resentment and anger go. So I can't help but relate to Peter today when he says to the Lord, "How many times do I have to forgive, Lord?" He seems to be saying, "Give me a number, maybe 7, so that I can start to count, and after that, I will be able to act in justice." But Jesus here says something different. Not 7 times, but 77 times. Or as it is translated sometimes, 70 times 7. And however you want to translate it, the point Jesus is trying to make is that you are to forgive always. But this is difficult. It's almost humanly impossible to do that. And there are so many instances where we are asked to forgive people. It can be in the realm of our family, a husband forgiving his wife, a wife forgiving his husband, or between children, or among children and parents, among friends, among co-workers, even strangers sometimes. And there are so many kinds of offenses we can receive. Sometimes it's a physical offense. Sometimes it's just an unkind word. Sometimes it's an attitude of unkindness that is constantly brought about in our lives. So Jesus today is trying to help us when he is recounting this parable of the unforgiving servant. We see a man who owes to his king, his master, an infinite debt. He cannot pay it back, even if he's sold together with his wife, his children. And at that, he begged his master, falling on his knees, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full." Obviously, he cannot do that. Even if he works for every day of his life, for many lives, it's too big of a debt to pay back. And what does the king do when he sees his servant begging for mercy? He doesn't just give him more time to pay back, right? No, he forgives the sin completely, the debt completely. At that, the servant gets up. He doesn't say thank you. He doesn't show any sign of gratitude. Walks away, find another servant that owes him a comparably insignificant amount of money, and he starts to choke him, "Pay me back." And the servant is begging him with the same words he just used with the king. But despite that, he doesn't listen. "Pay me back immediately." And he throws him in prison. What did this unforgiving servant miss? He was just shown not just simple forgiveness, but an overwhelming kind of mercy. Yes, because the debt he owed to his master was infinite, and he couldn't do anything to pay it back. So I suggest that what the Lord Jesus is trying to tell us today is, how do we pass from being forgiven ourselves to be able to forgive others? Yes, because we receive the mercy, the infinite mercy we see recounted in this parable. We received the day of our baptism, when our original sin was washed away in the waters of the fount. We were plunged into this infinite mercy of God. And this bath of regeneration, of mercy, is renewed every day we go to the confessional and we lay down our sins and failures with honesty before the priest, whom is representing Jesus. So it's not so much the fact that we haven't received mercy and therefore we cannot exercise it. It's that we have received mercy but we didn't experience it existentially. What Jesus is trying to tell us is this. When you receive mercy, do you realize what is really happening? You're not just offending, you know, someone out there. No, you're offending your Creator, your Redeemer, who loves you with a love that we cannot even imagine. If after receiving mercy, we are able to sit down, to pause, and to realize what has just happened, we have been forgiven an infinite debt that was due to our sins. If we allow this to penetrate our whole being, then, and then alone, we'll be able to understand why Jesus is asking us to forgive always, to say those words and to mean them, "I forgive you." Because when we experience in the depth of our being, mercy, Christ's mercy, His love, then and then alone, we'll be able to see the others' offenses, the offenses we receive, for what they are. As grave and as bad they can be, they are comparably insignificant, as the debt that the second servant owed to the unforgiving servant. When we are able to make this shift, to pass from considering what is owed to us, how people hurt us, to what we did to God, to what we owe to God, and what He did to us despite our many offenses against Him, then we will experience freedom, and we will be agent of that mercy. This is like the most important thing and the most needed thing in our world today. Because when you forgive people, you're not just saying those words, "I forgive you." You're telling them, "No, I forgive you because I see much more in you. You are much better than this. You are much more worth than what you just did to me." And when they see this undeserved and unexpected forgiveness and mercy, they cannot but realize there is something new, something different in this person. So the challenge today that I think Jesus is offering to all of us is to pause, to find maybe the next occasion we have to approach the sacrament that has been instituted for this encounter with God as mercy, which is the sacrament of confession, of penance. And not just to lay down our sins to the priest to be forgiven, but most importantly, look forward to the encounter with Jesus, with this merciful Savior who forgave and is constantly forgiving our entire infinite debt. Can we accept this challenge of not just asking for forgiveness, but receiving His infinite mercy